Practice Squad. Good evening, everybody. This is your host, David Schmidt. Producer Jordan Stoger. Hey, Jordan. Grab that mic, man.
Hi, David.
Craig Garman. What's happening, Craig?
What's up?
And Troy Philly Metzger. What's up, dude?
Oh, not much.
How about that weekend of football, guys?
Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad it's back.
Week two.
Yeah, the Bengals season it continues to be fun.
Week one overreaction.
Yeah.
I think week two follows that as well.
Yeah.
Week two is always as crazy. And people think they have a solid feel of how the season's going to go.
And it doesn't
go that way. Yeah. Like, I legit last
You're exactly right.
Was like,
we might have a chance.
What if Dalton is like an MVP type?
Yeah, what if we're really good? What if Zach Taylor is like this genius and we're going to win 9 games and go 9-7?
Our defense is legit.
Yeah. We can really get after the passer. And then we got killed 41-10, something like that, 41-17. The Browns won a primetime game in maybe one of the ugliest football games I've seen in a while, but it was a win.
I don't know how ugly it was. I mean, it was ugly.
It was ugly. I don't know how ugly the Browns were, but I think every team in the league beats the Jets, except maybe the Dolphins. That
true. What's the difference between ugly and just boring?
Yeah, right.
I mean, can you call a 20-point like blowout? Like,
I mean, wasn't as sloppy as last week's game.
No.
On our side, but
the Browns
it was boring.
I guess, yeah, it wasn't very interesting.
It wasn't anticlimactic. Yeah. No. Like, the game was really never in doubt.
The Jets had negative yards for a huge portion of the game.
Yeah.
Like the whole first half, they had
negative. As a Jets fan, it would be awful to watch.
Bad game to watch.
And the Titans, what happened to the Titans, Phil?
Oh. Jake Brisket!
The Colts just have their number.
Yeah, you can say that. That game was the Titans, but we blew it.
Yeah.
Multiple reasons.
Well, you can't feel as bad. You didn't get killed like the Bengals.
No, but the thing is that the game that, you know, you should have won and you lost or get a blowout and knowing that you're going to lose from the get-go, I'd rather have that, I think.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably rebound. The Bengals might not. And the Browns had a nice day.
The Browns are right where they want to be.
So we got all that talk, reaction, and more. Give us a call, 937-310-2781. Follow us on Twitter at FR Practice Squad. We're also on Facebook Live. Search on Facebook, Fort Recovery Radio. Tonight, our draft 2.5 is best villains. Worst villains? Is there best villains?
Yeah.
So the best villains are the worst?
Yes, correct. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's a twist to it. Pretty much just your favorite villains, I guess.
Yeah.
And, any kind of villain, right?
Yeah.
Any kind.
Yep.
So we'll go into
movies,
that.
TV shows.
We'll go into our picks as well. I had a bad week, but we'll go over everybody's picks, our bold takes. We got so much. So settle in, get comfortable, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a little break.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be serving their great all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, September 29th, from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Get all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you care to eat for only $6. There will also be fruit and other goodies along with your choice of drinks, milk, juice, and coffee. Carryouts are also available. You don't want to miss this. The Music Boosters all-you-can-eat breakfast at the Fort Recovery American Legion coming up on Sunday, September 29th, from 8:30 to noon. You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Recovery Radio, call us 937-310-2781. The Schmidt Fruit Farm Hotline. Call us with your...
So hot.
Yeah. Call us with your hot takes, reactions. Just really anything you want to talk about from football from this past weekend. Doesn't matter who you like. Just give us a call. We'll talk football. The Bengals played.
They were there.
They showed up. That was about it.
Yeah. That's a viable lesson that I learned from the movie Hardball with Keanu Reeves.
What was that?
Showing up, man.
That's showing up, that's all the matters.
That is half the battle.
What's the kid that dies at the end?
G-Baby.
Spoilers, dude.
What was the song that, I love it when you call me Big Pop. Throw your hands in the air.
Is that Keanu's... No. Is Keanu's best movie?
John Wick.
Not The Matrix?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's his best movie by far, right?
Matrix?
Yeah. The first one?
I mean, the one he's known for?
Yeah.
He's probably known
isn't
for.
Is that movie?
The Lake House, like, would be my guess.
Like Sweet November, too.
You guys are forgetting, like, Speed, man.
Speed. Oh, jeez.
That's a classic.
What's the movie he's in as, like, a teenager?
Bill and Ted.
No, where he's the quarterback from Ohio State, or not quarterback.
Oh, Replacements.
Not that one. There's still another one, right?
Where he's played two Ohio State quarterbacks?
Oh, Johnny Utah.
Where he's Johnny Utah. What's his name?
Point Break.
Point Break. Yeah, he's had a heck of a career, man.
Man, I love him.
Yeah. I still think it's The Matrix, though, over John Wick.
That's your opinion.
I mean, although John Wick is pretty cool.
John Wick.
I think John Wick as movies, even as a trilogy right now, is better.
Yeah, as a trilogy, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
At the time, Matrix was just like something different. So everyone's like, oh my God, look at this. And if you watch it, I don't think it holds up that much.
Yeah.
If you watch it, like the visual effects, like, yikes.
Oh, dude, but the first time I saw that on like a big screen TV, remember the big screen TVs that were like 10 feet deep?
Yeah, the big screen TVs like, that weighed a ton.
That took like three people to move in your house. When I saw that with surround sounds,
Oh my God.
It was
one of those movies that they would promote surround sound with.
Yeah.
Like, you could hear a pin drop.
The bullet behind you. Like, you could hear like the sound. Yeah.
But you had those
bullets are everywhere.
Yeah,
like you thought it was like getting.
You had these big speaker towers that were everywhere, though.
Yeah. So yeah, the Bengals played football this weekend, and they got killed. All of our reactions, just forget about them last week. They don't matter.
Forget about them.
We were wrong, and they're not good.
Yeah. Well, no, I have a new realistic reaction. Is that it's like I told you on Sunday. It's going to be a roller coaster.
Yeah.
This is how it's going to be. It's because they're not bad.
They're not good.
But a roller coaster has to have a hill, though.
Yeah, like we had. I would say last week was definitely riding up.
When we beat the Browns, it'll be at the top.
That's true.
What I'm saying is, like,
it's one of those roller coasters where the hill's at the end.
There's
of the
gonna
ride.
Be there's yeah. gonna be times when like the talent shows up and it will be fine. But like, I don't know. This past week, like, it was such a huge difference between Dalton last week and this week.
Yeah, ship him out.
Get rid of him.
I just think the game plan was different. I felt like they tried to run more this game,
yeah,
and it just didn't happen. And offensively, when that didn't happen, it was 3rd and 10 too much.
Yeah.
They had a couple good conversions that kept early drives going, but it was 3rd and 10. On 2nd and 10, they always try to run, would get negative yards. It was 3rd and 12.
Well, what they did too much
couldn't protect.
I feel like they were trying to take too many shots or trying to take like 10 plus yard passing plays
what worked
last week was getting rid of the ball quick and letting the receivers or the running back, you know, yard after catch.
Yeah.
And they were so quick, and I thought for sure I felt confident going into this week because San Francisco's got like a tremendous defensive line. I was like, well, the way we played last week, if we just replicate that, we should be fine.
Yeah.
And I don't think we did any of that.
No, it didn't work. And it was just hard to watch the whole game. Defensively, we couldn't get to the quarterback. And then once they started establishing the run, then Shanahan, the coach for the Niners, could do his play action, his misdirection. Like when they were doing fakes to the right.
Yeah. Like
the whole defense was just like, you could see the whole defense move. And then he just stood back, easy passes for Garoppolo.
It's like once they got like a double digit lead,
it was over.
He was just toying with us at that point.
And the tackling was one of their worst I've seen.
It was bad.
They didn't tackle. They didn't want to play, really. It was rough. For a home opener, like, after last week, getting the crowd, like, getting people excited, getting Bengals fans excited.
Losing by one in Seattle, playing as well as we did, and then...
They probably sold a lot of tickets after last week's game, I'm thinking.
I think they sold...
In fact, I texted you, like, do you want to go to the game? Like, we talked about going to the game.
Paul Brown holds, like, what, 65?
Yeah.
I think pregame they had sold, like, I read they sold 58?
Yeah.
But only, like, 45 people were there.
Give it to those Bengals fans.
Well, it's always that middle section where the
club
season,
seats.
Yeah, like, whatever. Those are always.
It's like where your view is not as good as the lower bowl, but you have to pay $100 more.
Yeah.
Because you have your own concession stand where you still have to buy stuff.
Right.
Is that the only advantage? Because I've sat in those.
You can have a... There's not an advantage.
Okay.
You have easier access to, like, food and stuff, but I think it's still...
There's a level that you can go to that other people can't
get. Yeah, it's, like, less crowded. And I think you can get a box on that.
Pretty exclusive,
basically. I mean, if you want to watch...
But I've never...
41-17. Yeah. Yeah, like, their home opener, like, new coach, let's get excited, and they just lay a complete egg. I mean, I've gotten 3 calls already this week from the Bengals ticket office that I haven't answered because I know they're probably
God, please buy our tickets.
We got to sell.
Your guys' fan base is horrible. Even when you're good, you guys are going to get people in there to watch
But
your
let's
team.
Be real. Like, we know what's coming.
I know. Bengals this fan, year, yeah. But
every year.
I'm talking about the years that you, when you were good, you had, like, a legitimate chance, you know.
No, they show up. If it's good, like... I feel like the fans are like, all right, let's, like, halfway through the season, if they're still good. Like, the year we went and started out 8-0, that's, like, after the 8-0, they're like, all right, I guess we start going to the games.
There's always articles that come out from, like, PDoc and those guys, like, halfway through the season, like, this team's for real. And then everyone starts buying tickets.
Yeah.
And then they inevitably disappoint you, and then you're like, oh, I'm stupid, and I shouldn't buy tickets.
Also, I would, like, and this could be totally wrong, but, and I'd mentioned this to you, like, I forget, maybe it was Dalton's, like, second year. We went to a San Francisco home opener.
Yeah.
And it was the second game of the season. We were like, this is going to be a no-doubter, and we got our butts kicked. And that San Francisco team went on to lose to the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I believe they had Kaepernick, right?
And that is going to happen again this year.
Yeah. It doesn't get any easier. And I guess now that Roethlisberger's out, but they got 2 road games coming up at Buffalo. They're 6-point road dogs.
Buffalo's looking pretty good.
Buffalo's looking good.
It's going to be tough.
At Pittsburgh. Who finishes last in the division, fellas?
Oh, we finished last.
Bengals, Steelers.
Bengals. Steelers got Fitzpatrick now.
They did, and here's the thing that I thought was...
I don't like
is that,
that
good trade?
That's a horrible
dumb
trade.
That's a good trade.
They could have got a
good trade for the rest of the league because you got rid of it.
No, but what I'm saying is that's going to be a high draft pick.
Yeah. It's probably a top 10 pick.
He's a top 10 player.
Does he win you a playoff game?
Maybe.
That's true.
They need that free safety in their defense. They've had a horrid...
Since Polamalu left, they haven't had anybody.
And they've had a horde.
I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah, I mean, my thing is, like, I feel like they're... I don't know. I feel like they're like, oh, we're not gonna be that bad. We can trade our first.
I think it's more that. I think they're like, we believe
they're
Mason
like our first
Rudolph,
round pick. So it's like 26 overall,
and this is gonna help us win this year. I don't think they ever even considered that they might have a top 10 pick next year. No,
no, I think they have. I mean, they.
Well, the thing is, Fitzpatrick's not going to win them any more games.
And they've seen enough of Mason Rudolph to probably gauge what their record's going to be. Maybe they believe in Mason Rudolph.
I believe in Mason Rudolph.
I don't.
Check it out in the bold takes.
Yeah. Check out your tweets from 3 years ago.
Hey, Philly knows. I was on the Mason Rudolph train. Yeah. That's who I wanted us to draft. We almost did because in that draft, Marvin said, well, we were looking for a quarterback, and we're not going to say who it is, but he got picked right before us. I'm like, the only quarterback that got picked in that round was Mason Rudolph. Yeah,
give it to Marv. What do you think? Do you think Marv watches the games for the Bengals?
Yeah, he's probably like, God, I hope they lose.
I could have done that.
Is he still in studio somewhere?
No. He's a coach for Arizona State.
Yeah.
He coaches the coaches.
Him and Herm Edwards. They beat Michigan State this week, though.
Yeah, with old school football.
Michigan State is horrible.
The Big Ten.
It was a bad weekend. We're all over the place. We've talked about Keanu. We've talked about the Bengals. We've talked about Arizona State football. And we've talked about
Did anybody see their kicker run out for that last second kick or whatever?
I'm going to get it.
and that was going out after he missed two already or something like that.
He was confident.
Well, yeah, they made it. Then they had a penalty.
We don't have to beat the Bengals to death, but is there any other point? I mean, I think they're going to stink now. We're going to have a top 10 pick.
I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think we're going to, like, well, I mean, I guess it depends on what your version of stinking is, my version of stink is. I still think they're going to have a bad record, but I think there's going to be times where, like,
I'm going under six.
I was going to say, what's your week two overreaction?
Week two overreaction.
Four wins at most.
That John Ross is legit.
Dude, he's playing good.
Leads the NFL in receiving yards.
That's been the most fun part, is that at least he's not a huge bust. Like, he's been fun to watch. Really has been.
Yeah.
He's playing 80. I think I heard on a Bengals podcast today, he's playing 85% of their snaps, which is great. Which I think is the most snaps out of all the wide receivers.
Yeah. So do you think Marvin Lewis, if he is watching, and he'll see, like, John Ross catch an 85-yard touchdown and be like, what do you think Marvin Lewis thinks then?
I can't believe
it. Oh, he can run.
At least I taught him those lessons now that he learned how to be tough.
He probably does think that.
He was always hurt.
He's like, I was tough on him, and I destroyed his confidence as a human being.
Yeah.
And I molded him and shaped him into what he is now.
I benched him every time he had one bad play.
Did you see Hugh Jackson on what's his name? Colin Cowherd show?
No. What did he say?
I didn't watch the whole thing. It was one of those like 12 minute clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
But he was talking. The topic was Daniel Jones being named the starter and how Hugh Jackson agreed that, you know, it's like how important it is to ease the quarterback in, and you have to choose the right time to, like,
defending his Baker move.
I don't know if he defended, but he pretty much went against what he actually did for the Browns.
Yeah.
He just talked about the importance of how you have to handle that situation, and his handling of our situation was just awful.
That's what makes
same thing with DeShone Kizer. He went both ways. You started DeShone Kizer when he wasn't ready at all.
Yeah.
And then you didn't start Baker when we probably could have won either week one or week two last year if we had him.
It makes you wonder, like, what was going on. I feel like there's so many things that were going on behind the scenes that we don't know about when he was in Cleveland.
He was stuck in his ways. He was beyond his years. It was time for a change. I don't know. I just hope Zach Taylor keeps doing.
I think so, because even in
doing positive things,
even like getting destroyed like that, it's still, I don't know, there's still stuff that you can hang your hat on as far as, like, it's just, it's different.
Positive John Ross for you? For me, it was.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Boyd still looked good, but they went away from him. That's the thing is, like,
How much do you guys believe in PFF grades? And how much stock do you put in Pro Football Focus grades?
80%.
Yeah.
Like, do you think they're legit, or do you think it's, like, over-analyzation?
No, I don't. I think, like Jordan said, I think it's about right on.
Because the Bengals' safeties were 60th and 57th.
Yeah, but that was just for week two. Like, Trey Hopkins was the highest-rated center in all of football in week one.
I think that's from the whole first two games.
Still, that's a lot of that.
Are you worried about Jesse Bates at all?
No.
Being bad?
No, not really.
You're worried about William Jackson?
Not really.
Worried about, are you done with Kirkpatrick?
Oh, I bet, yeah. I'm off the Kirkpatrick train for a long time because he's so inconsistent where he's like Vontaze and Pac-Man, where they're talented enough to where they can make a huge play, but they're stupid enough too to where they can make a play that swings the game in completely different directions.
I think,
and I don't want that volatile stuff on the field because it's just too much.
Yeah, isn't a positive that Tyler Eifert isn't hurt yet?
Yeah,
he caught a touchdown.
He made it 2 weeks without getting hurt.
So yeah, it's week three. Week three is usually the week that happens.
I just jinxed it, too.
Week four last year.
It's always week three or four. I thought it's
or
like,
the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Me, the Pro Bowl, too.
And you have, I mean, are you even that worried if he gets hurt because you have Drew Sample right behind him?
I mean, no, I got to see him get the field.
Okay.
He did get on the field, and he got a catch. And he completely destroyed the linebacker.
He did. Are you in the favor of benching Preston Brown for Jermaine Pratt?
Oh, 100%.
Just to throw him in and see what he can do.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like they should do that just to mix it up.
Michael Jordan, the left guard, is out for 2 weeks, so they have to find a guard. You see they released Farrah Cooper today. Mm-hmm. They just re-signed some guy, a guard from the practice squad.
I read, I couldn't, that information came out, I started reading it, and there was no names I knew. I was like,
positives for me so far are John Ross and Trey Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Negatives, it'll take me an hour, so I'm not going to.
Well, no, but the negatives is what it was last year. It's
the offensive line is going to hold them back.
Yeah, the whole season. The offensive line, but also I think we legit played one of the top three defensive lines in the entire NFL this past week.
Yeah.
And the other thing, our defense, like in week one, everyone was like, it's the same group. What's the difference? The difference is the defensive line was completely healthy.
Yeah.
How well our defense plays depends on what the defensive line does, in my opinion, because they were getting to Russell Wilson so fast last week that the linebackers don't have to cover very long because the quarterback's running around. And Garoppolo had a lot of time to throw. If we can't rush the passer, our linebackers who can't cover are just going to get torched like they did.
Yeah. Well, we'll see next week when they beat the Bills how good we, like, when we're like, oh, we're going to be good now.
Yeah, it's going to be rough, too, because they got
I hope you're right.
They got a good defense.
Their defense is pretty good.
Yeah, I hope you're right, and I hope it is a roller coaster. So, anyway, we'll see what happens.
The other thing I was going to mention, I mean, this could be in the general football topic period, not just Bengals, but doesn't it feel like, especially, I mean, because we were watching, like, multiple games at your house.
Yeah.
I feel like every other time I look up at the TV, I'm looking at an official.
Yeah, the flags this year. The
flags are.
I remember having the same complaint last year.
There have been some pretty bad calls.
Unbelievable.
I was watching the Green Bay Minnesota game, and there were, I think, the second half or the end of the first half and the second half, there was 4 or 5 offensive pass interference.
Well, and the other thing, I would bet my life every punt that there's going to be a flag.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, and David, we got a question from Facebook Live assigned to you. So, yes. David, how do you feel about the 49ers laying the wood to your Bengals? That's from Mitchell Westerheide.
Oh, yeah. They were at the game.
Rough.
Yeah, and they gave...
it sounds like it's from a 49ers fan.
Yeah, they're all... Okay. Well, a couple of those guys are Niners fans, and then I think some Bengals fans. And I think Nate always goes with them, too, which he's a Browns fan, which makes no sense. But
Football.
How do I feel about them laying the wood? I love that saying, by the way, laying the wood.
Which is...
There's no... I was going to get in trouble.
Later. Yeah, I mean, we suck. We're not good.
Well, the thing was,
we're
like,
so bad.
Sometimes, like, it's so easy to accept getting destroyed when it happens so fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, what happened?
Yeah, you turn and it's like, oh, yeah.
Down 20 to nothing.
He put a little kissy face with a heart on the lips emoji, right? So he kind of rubbed it into him.
Appreciate it. We'll see when the season's over, when we're 4-12 and you guys are making the playoffs. Whatever.
The Niners have had
some bad times. So I'm hoping. I don't hate the Niners. Like, if they're good, I'm okay with it.
Once they win 2 Super Bowls, then I'll hate them.
I think their defense is probably legit, and I'm still, even though after you rewatch that game, I'm still not convinced Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback.
I'm with you.
I know I'm overpaying for my fantasy team for him this week because I don't have a choice. But yes, I agree. I think he's okay. Lot of that was scheme. Like, a lot of dump offs
and
so,
like,
open.
Apparently, like, their practice squad running backs are elite.
Is he above or below Kirk Cousins?
Ugh, I don't.
That's above right now.
I'm afraid to insult any quarterback by putting them below Kirk Cousins because he's like the most boring.
Kirk Cousins just sucks.
What happened to him?
He's just not clutch.
What happened? No, but like,
He
didn't win in Washington. They gave him a bunch of money. Like, he was never that good. Did they ever?
But he threw for like 400 yards a game, though.
They didn't win, but they were good, and they didn't have a good team, so I think people thought it was him.
That's why when he was at Washington, it was like 3 years in a row, right? They're like, we're going to franchise tag him. Franchise tag him. Every year, they're like, he's going to get the biggest quarterback contract of all time. I'm like, this guy?
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's going to get the biggest quarterback contract?
I think Jay Gruden is probably a little underrated. Like, he hasn't had a good team yet. Like, they haven't given
him maybe
anything.
Underrated. I don't know. I think he's definitely getting fired this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll coach anywhere else, but he's definitely getting fired.
Yeah.
Who knows? With the injuries of quarterbacks now, and they were talking about this on Levitard today. I don't know if you guys listened, but like, the NFL's got an issue, like, because now some of these games are really crappy to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, last night watching that game, it was never even, like, you knew the Browns were going to win.
Yeah, that's
the Browns could have done nothing and they would have won that game.
Like, it was close for a long time, and I'm like, at no point. And, like, as a person who despises the Browns,
there was going to be upset.
At no point the Browns are going to lose this game.
No. It was never in doubt.
But it's not, like, talking about the quarterback play. I mean, granted, there's a lot of good quarterbacks going down, but, I mean, I don't know. Baker didn't look, I mean, he wasn't that fun to watch.
No, Baker didn't look well, and that's, at least he's somewhat exciting, and he throws the ball downfield. But there's so many quarterbacks now that really all they rely on are, like, 5-yard checkdowns. It doesn't matter. Yep. There's probably
eight
quarterbacks that are worth it. And beyond
that's what
it doesn't matter.
So we were kind of talking about before, did Pat Mahomes ruin the idea of what a quarterback should be or is?
He is the quarterback.
If you're not Pat Mahomes or Tom Brady, it doesn't matter.
No, but like, I feel like what Jordan's saying, you're talking about like his style of play.
He's just so good. Yeah, everyone's like, what are we doing? Like, we're not completing 40-yard bombs every time.
He's the only one that throws it like more than 20 yards through the air.
Well, and we were watching some of that game.
Him and Brady, maybe?
And I don't know how
Brady
many...
even does.
Rodgers.
I'm thinking about
Rodgers. Deshaun Watson does.
We were watching that game, and there's times where, like, and I don't know if people who watch a lot of the Kansas City games, but there's times where he just chucks it, I think, just to chuck it.
Yeah.
Like, he had two guys, like, we were watching that. He had two guys.
He could have
easily just checked it down to him and got, like, 7-8 yards.
But then again, he was playing the Raiders. So.
I know. But then just launches one 60 yards completely to nobody. And he's like, whoa, and just hugs off the field.
I feel like because they were playing the Raiders.
In like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I feel like the opponents he plays, like, he was playing the Raiders. So I just feel like in his mind, he's like, oh, we're not going to lose this game. I'm just going to chuck it 50 yards to see what happens.
I mean, it's probably a fun part for him. Like, just like, I want to see what I can do.
But also,
who they play week one, Casey?
Rams, right?
Jaguars.
Yeah, the Jags.
Oh,
Jags,
yeah. I had negative seven fantasy points from them.
Yeah.
And he still threw it. Yeah. And I don't know. Everybody thinks the Jaguars defense is like the latest and greatest still. And I'm like, then Pat Mahomes throws for like 429 yards.
It doesn't matter. He breaks everything. If you're not a fan of Kansas City or New England or who else? Are there any other teams that are going to win it this year? The Rams.
Saints are kind of in doubt.
Saints are probably iffy now.
Baltimore's a wild card.
Baltimore might.
What about Philly? Philly lost, right? Philly lost on Thursday.
I don't think Philly's that good. Philly's got wide receiver problems now.
Carson Wentz is not looking good at all.
Yeah.
Everybody was predicting he was going to have like the MVP year this year.
Yeah.
Like, are we getting kind of close to the changing of the guard here? At some of these, like, when Daniel Jones was announced the starter, I'm like, I'm not saying Ben Roethlisberger is never going to play again, but Drew Brees is out for a while. You know, a lot of these guys, like...
Oh, Drew Brees is coming back, though, when he gets healthy, though.
He's coming back, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of these... Hey, good handful of these guys who've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Who are, I mean...
Done?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Eli Manning is done. You know that.
One thing, sure. I was listening to Dan Patrick today, and I was curious to what you guys think, because Eli Manning, his career record now, I think, is
116.
It's 500.
Yeah.
And they were saying, can you name anyone who's hurt their own Hall of Fame career by continuing to play? Like, I feel like 2 years ago, you'd
be Brett Favre.
But he was good when he was in Minnesota.
When he came back, yeah. If he wouldn't have thrown that one stupid pick at the end of that Minnesota game, he probably would have got the Super Bowl.
Like, I feel like you could almost question.
Remember when he threw across his body against the Saints?
Yeah.
And, like, lost in the game?
But that's Brett Favre. That's why I hate Brett Favre. And
he's a gunslinger.
Not to get on a tangent, but I've never been a fan of him. But my thing is...
You've never been a fan of Brett Favre?
No, I think he's the most overrated quarterback in the history of the NFL. Right.
Joe Namath.
Most overrated? Joe Namath.
But he's not a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
Joe Namath
is a Hall of Famer?
I think so.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
He wore a mink coat.
That's fine, but like, his numbers were not that great.
I don't know if it was mink. I think it was like Fox.
So if Joe Namath can get in, so what you're saying is Eli Manning has a good shot.
No, what I'm saying is like 2 years ago, if someone asked you if Eli Manning was a Hall of Famer, you probably wouldn't really think about it that long. Now, I feel like it's a little bit more of a question because he has looked so
bad. When was the last Super Bowl they won?
2012.
Yeah, but it's not just that, but like the Super Bowls that he won.
2012, I think.
Like, those Patriots teams that he beat were like really good.
The one that he beat the first time was probably the greatest team ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 16-0.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they were like 18
with Randy Moss. And remember how good that team was?
But I can't remember what they said the record was.
You know how good that team is? Now look at the team now. It's better.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's the thing. Well, but like
Antonio Brown's not sticking around though. I think too much is going on there.
They had on Levitard today, they brought up the stat that I forget how many games you want to go back, but they've going back to last year at some point, they have lost more games than any other team in the NFL, like even the Browns, going back to like when they the Giants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They've been really bad
said that.
I forget what the stat was, but it's like atrocious.
No. There was also a stat, I think they were talking about it last week. I think it was the only three teams haven't played in a wild card or a wild card weekend since like 2011. It's Buffalo
did.
It's the Browns, maybe the Raiders, and
the Patriots. And the Patriots haven't played a wild card because they just don't make it.
They get first round buys.
Yeah.
Well, we got off tangent, but comments. The Bengals game was so bad, we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, not really.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Browns' victory last night on Monday Night Football, which is something they did.
Oh my
dog check.
That was the worst dog bark ever.
And we'll talk about the Titans falling to the Colts
again.
But we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Klinkern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klinkernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klinkern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autolycus serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autolycus eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many compounds which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting their production of Mamma Mia on September 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. The show is made up of actors from around the area, including Fort Recovery, Coldwater, St. Henry, Jay County, and Winchester, and features the songs of ABBA. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland or by calling 260-726-4809. And they are also available online at bit.ly/JCCT Mamma Mia. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's production of Mamma Mia at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be Thursday through Sunday, September 26th through 29th, with shows at 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday afternoon. Get your tickets now for Mamma Mia at bit.ly/JCCT Mamma Mia or call 260-726-4809, or you can just stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Soundboard and freaking out.
The practice squad.
Jordan
scared of spiders.
That is amazing.
fear, right?
Yes. An axe, yes, it is.
Your number one fear is spiders.
100%.
I can vouch for that.
That's a legit fear. Spiders suck. I don't like
them. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yes, but...
I don't know why everyone's not...
Okay, that, but it's... Your reaction is so, like...
But what harm...
Cartoonish.
If it's not a black widow or something, like, what harm can...
Aren't they all black widows?
Yeah. That was, like, the spider I know. Dude, is there any other type? I guess there's daddy long legs and black widows.
We have
widows.
A lot of
That's
these,
it, right? Tarantulas.
I think every spider is the spider from the movie Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
That just has the ability to kill me and eat me.
Around here, we have a lot of, I forget what the... They're, like, these wolf brown spiders.
Yeah. Mm.
They get pretty big and they bite.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those garden spiders that shake the web at you?
Like the ones you find in cornfields that have zigzags
and
in the
middle?
And
then they, like, if you get close to them, they, like, shake.
It's like warning.
Out of here.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, freaky.
It's like, I'll kill you if you come near me.
Yeah. I think that's, if they could talk, that's what they're saying.
I know. That's what they all say. And they have 8 eyes, right? Or they have a lot of eyes.
Multiple
eight
eyes.
Legs.
More than 2.
It's just completely unnecessary, right?
They're weird.
Like, they are. They're gross and they're creepy looking, but how you react to them is, that's just, it takes it to another level.
It's,
like, I don't like spiders. I'll
it's
be like,
warranted.
Yeah, like, look at that and smack it. This kid will abandon his family because he's so scared of spiders.
I mean, I get DM'd to kill the spiders.
follow along on FR Practice Squad on Twitter, which we sometimes tweet from, hardly ever.
I do have to mention the question that came in from my wife.
Oh, your wife asked a question?
Yep. So how will Zach Taylor change the Bengals after the team's 16 seasons with Marvin Lewis?
What a well-thought-out, crafted question.
So articulate. Thanks,
Brittany.
Brittany
has her own NFL blog.
Yeah. Is she, like, starting to write? Is she working for The Athletic, too?
If she gets enough followers,
She How I Joined The Athletic or whatever.
Hashtag bugs.
Yeah.
So what website did she get that question from?
Yeah, where'd she find that from?
That's such an insight.
I'll let you take that one.
Well, the one thing is, to answer it honestly.
Because I already forgot the question.
It's because he's going to bring youth and analytics and scouting to the team.
He's someone different.
He's not going to be like, after 16 years, things haven't changed and we're going to do it the same.
He's not going to be like, come on. Let's go. That was Marvin's coaching. Yeah. Let's go. Come on. As he, like, jiggled to the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, he just jiggled, kind of. He didn't even walk.
Like John Voight.
He never walked. He scooted. He always, like, shuffled. Shuffled and clapped and, like, said, let's go.
Like, Marvin just had such an old school mentality. Like, the big thing was, like, last week where he, like, Zach Taylor was like, hey, there's 2 minutes left. Let's not kneel the clock out and go to the locker room.
You know, and it's really too bad because Marvin is probably the best coach the Bengals have had.
Oh, by far.
In a long, like, he really did a lot for the team. He just overstayed his welcome.
He did.
And a lot of that is Mike Brown's fault and not necessarily Marvin's fault.
You're there for 16 years, and the NFL has changed in those 16 years, and you started, you ended the way you started. Like, nothing changed. Like, the way you decided to do things, you never changed.
Yep. Unfortunately, he didn't leave in a better place.
Adapt or die.
Too long.
You die. What's the Batman quote?
You would know.
No, but what's the live?
Either live long enough to be what?
Something about an enemy.
Either die a hero or live long enough
to become the villain.
Yeah.
And that's what Marvin was.
Well, we did really good at that.
Yeah, you die the hero, live long enough to become the villain.
We got that eventually.
Like Harvey Dent.
I'm sick. I apologize to everybody, man. I sound like I'm in a phone booth.
I still got my cough a little bit from last week.
Phone booth?
Go watch Phone Booth.
Movie?
Colin Farrell?
Oh, yeah.
That movie, literally, 98% of that movie takes place in the phone booth, and that is an amazing movie.
I was thinking
about Colin Farrell.
That's an actual movie?
Yeah.
I was thinking how cheap it would be to make that movie.
He gets a call from a terrorist or something like that, and the guy's like, don't leave the phone booth or someone's going to die. And literally, the entire movie takes place around the phone booth, and you're on the edge of the seat the entire time.
It's a nonstop throw up.
Does it cut away from different scenes? Only, like, the cops show up, and that's about it. Like,
where the cop go?
There may be 5% of that movie takes place away from the phone booth.
What's Colin Farrell's best movie, real quick?
In Bruges.
Oh, that's a pretty good movie.
In Bruges.
In Bruges.
I don't know what that
Netflix,
is.
Netflix, it's amazing. Gleason is in that.
I don't have one because I can't name one.
Colin Farrell's a loser.
I should be able to name one. Daredevil. He's in that movie, right?
Yeah.
He's the bad guy. Yeah. Call us 937-310-2781.
The night of tangents.
Yeah. Give us a call and talk about stuff because it's fun.
Call us about spiders and Colin Farrell.
Yeah, no, why not?
Don't.
Or you can talk about the Browns or the Bengals. Or
it was all so horrible this week. Let's talk about spiders and Colin
Farrell. It wasn't for the Browns, so let's talk about the Browns.
It was. He can't admit it. They won by 20. And it
well,
was
before we get to the Browns, two questions. Britt also asked if spiders or possums are worse.
Spiders are,
spiders by far.
If spiders were bigger, though, which one would be uglier?
I don't even want to think about it.
Wait, what's worse, spiders or possums?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like the...
I feel like a possum has a better chance of attacking you.
Well, that and I don't...
And they have rabies.
I don't like the intelligence of an animal to pretend to be dead.
Yeah.
To mess with you.
That's true.
I think I go possums because they're so ugly. Yeah. Like, they're the ugliest animal. Are they the ugliest animal?
They're literally like giant rats.
Yeah.
Some cats are ugly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ugly animals out there.
I saw a gross-looking fish once.
There's some dogs that are ugly out there.
I'll go with possums. Good question, Britt.
And then Pat asks who owns the sweet Hawaiian shirts on the wall. That would be Neil.
Neil. We could probably send you one. Maybe not. I don't know.
These are all signed. These are all signed by Fort Recovery players from either football or baseball.
State championship team.
Yeah. So
we should do a raffle.
You'd probably have to come down here and fight them for them. So.
But he's got them hanging on strings. We need to frame these bad boys.
Yeah. Hawaiian shirts, good or bad?
Good.
Great.
Good. Yeah. Super cash.
Like, I feel like, what age do you have to be to pull off a Hawaiian shirt?
Nowadays, like 14.
Really?
I feel like hipsters wear them all
the time. Yeah, like a hipster thing.
It's kind of like an old...
I was going to say over 30 and you have to have multiple children.
No. You know how like the old generation stuff's kind of making its way looped around.
Yeah.
I feel like
is a mustache required to wear in a Hawaiian shirt?
It helps. Also, the nasty flip flops with two straps, like you got the strap around your like toes, and then you also got the ankle one.
Oh, that's just too much.
Like the nasty, you know what I'm talking about? Those sandals. Am I by myself on this one? I think I'm by myself.
Well, okay. So
what are you talking about?
Like, you mean the sandals that it goes in between your big toe and your...
No, I'm talking about the sandals that have a strap that goes across your toes, and then you also have an ankle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Those are Jesus sandals, aren't they?
Yeah. Kind of. But they're like the worst sandals.
Yeah.
Like... They're socks and sandals.
They're like today's cargo shorts.
Yes. Okay. If you wear that, let's just stop.
Okay.
Yeah. All right,
let's just talk about the Browns real quick.
What's wrong with wearing socks and sandals?
It's not fashionable.
Who cares? Well, I just want to know because...
Well, it depends what you wear.
Who are you to judge someone else about what they wear on their feet?
Sometimes I'm at home and I'm wearing socks and I can't find my shoes and I slip on my sandals.
I do that, too.
Okay, do you go...
The passion's coming out.
I'm not going to the club, no. Yeah. I'm going to, like, get milk.
Do you go to the club with socks and sandals?
Socks and sandals. If you see me in socks and sandals, be like, oh, Garmin's getting gas or he's getting milk.
Well, I mean, you can get milk with socks and sandals and I won't judge.
I just want to know that proper socks and sandals etiquette.
Certainly not the club.
Of course.
If you're in the club, you can't have socks and sandals.
Socks and sandals. It's like a crazy.
Yeah, you're bound to probably get wet.
Yeah, probably. Dude, wet socks are horrible.
Yeah, they're the worst
thing ever.
Yeah. Wet socks are the worst.
That's my nightmare.
But you know what? Taking off wet socks is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Been getting dry.
It's hard.
Yeah.
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 Taking off any wet clothes is the best, but trying to get off your body, that's a whole fight into it.
It's like sticks and different stuff.
Yeah. Putting socks, dry socks, on wet feet is hard. Ever done that?
It's really difficult.
Yeah.
And you're like, I should have waited.
What you do is you roll them all up. You stick it, you just roll them off your foot.
I don't want to wait the 5 minutes that it takes to dry your feet. I'm just like, I'm just going to...
When you do it, you also think, like, I should have just dried my feet off.
Yeah.
Anyway. So how'd Baker look like?
So the Browns played. Yeah. You guys, everybody watched?
I did.
Yeah, I did. And I fell asleep and I watched
because football. Like, if football's on, I just watch it. Even here. If it's, like, horrible. Like, the game was horrible.
I put it on to make me fall asleep, and that's exactly what happened.
And you know
why
I watched it? Because I had Le'Veon Bell and Jameson Crowder.
Well, yeah, I had fantasy investment. Like, but here's the thing. Nick Chubb would have had to have the greatest game in NFL history for me to win, but I still was like, let's see what he does.
Yeah, he might.
Maybe he'll run for 300 yards.
Yeah. Who knows? It was bad, but Jordan, you can go ahead and break it down if you want.
So going into the game, I felt pretty good, but you know, it's like, okay, I bet we're going to win, but how are we going to look? I think that's what everyone's feeling was. Because when Trevor Siemian, who's by far the best mic'd up person of all time.
Oh, my God. There's an intern who doesn't have a internship anymore, probably.
An intern doesn't make that decision.
Someone should have said,
"Hey, mic up, you know, Le'Veon Bell," and they accidentally put it on Trevor Siemian.
Well, you know how hilarious it was when they went, the two times they went to him, it was just like the one time it was just him sitting there, like not making any noise.
Yeah,
and what was the one? I was like, "Let's go."
Yeah.
Well, he made Andy Dalton look like a master motivator.
Oh yeah, he did.
There was one after Odell's catch, and he's like, "Oh, lucky catch!" Yeah. And he said it to CJ Mosley. Mosley's like, "Yeah, man,
just get away." Sitting on the bench, he's like, "We need to help our defense."
Yeah, yeah.
I need to not suck so bad so we can maybe try to win.
I hope I don't snap my ankle like.
But
a
with
twig.
That, yeah,
that was rough. He walked off after that.
That yeah, he did.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Out for the year. I was more.
Trevor Siemian.
I think it benefited us more that CJ Mosley and Quinnen Williams were out than Sam Darnold. But overall, I thought the offense, hot and cold, mostly cold, I'd say. But, you know, like we're talking about during the break, I just don't think we have an identity yet. I don't know, like last year, it seemed like we were in two tight end, and maybe some of it is our tight ends have sucked and have gotten hurt both games, so maybe they can't get an offense that they wanted to.
The joke you just,
that was pretty rough.
So last year, a lot of our success came from play action and running, and then like Baker kind of dinking and dunking it, but also throwing the ball downfield. And I think some of it is, one, our tight ends haven't been as good, and we've been in shotgun a lot more. And when you have someone like Odell, I think Baker wants to force him the ball. So last year when he was doing really well, I think we had no pressure on us and he could just sling it and not really worry about who's getting targets and catches. Yeah. And now he's like, okay, I gotta force it at least, you know, whatever, you know, 10 times to Odell to keep him happy. And
but are they trying to hit Odell like on like long passes?
Well,
or
yeah,
like,
so I think some of that is what
I mean, Odell made his
about.
Bread and butter really at Giants is running slants.
Yeah,
like he made
his
bread.
Right now, Baker's averaging over 3 seconds a throw, like a drop back.
That's a lot.
Which is, I think, third highest in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I think some of that's Todd Monken. Cause
is that your OC?
Yeah. But he's not calling plays, but he kind of brought that into our system.
I just feel like with your guys, it's like your offensive line's not the worst, but that's a long time.
It seems like a Bob Brachtowski.
You got OBJ, then you got Juice, and those two guys are well known for, I guess, getting a lot of space from the defender than having people miss tackles or whatever. So I just feel like, why don't you just give them these little short little passes and let them do
what they
do?
And that's why I'm not too scared. I think that will come.
Eventually it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even Baker, I think Baker's trying to push the ball, which is great. And I think he's trying to be like somewhat like a Mahomes. I think he wants to do that. And he doesn't, I think he has to realize that he doesn't have to do that. Like there was, Nick Chubb had a couple passes that he could have caught and ran for 8 yards, but Baker kind of threw it to either Jarvis or Odell.
Are you guys getting Jarvis involved much?
I think he only had like 3 catches yesterday.
I feel like he's been kind of quiet this year so far.
He's been pretty quiet.
I'm also surprised he returns punts.
Yeah, I don't know if that's maybe because it's just a way to get him touches, and he's more sure-handed. And I don't know, you guys don't watch Building the Browns, but to show, it's essentially like Hard Knocks, except Browns,
just
Building
Browns.
The Browns.
Yeah. It wasn't at all.
Like WHIO, whatever the Cleveland station is. It's really...
Oh, SCO?
Maybe.
Is that the one that has like the, like there's Fox Sports?
It's like a Fox or...
Yeah.
It's Emmy winning. It's pretty good.
Local Emmy.
But they did a feature like last week
They give everyone a local Emmy.
They did a feature on Jarvis and just the leadership. Jarvis is probably the heart and soul of the team.
Do you think we can win an Emmy?
Does Fork ever have local Emmys?
I think so. We won a Dundee.
A Dundee. That's what we'll get. Sorry, keep cutting you off. Yeah. Keep going.
To answer your point, I think Baker is fine. We're still trying to find our identity. Hopefully it's through the run game. Offensive line, I thought did well enough. Everyone's like, they suck. I think
for 3 seconds.
Yeah, they're fine. I think they did well.
They're better than the Bengals line.
But again, the Jets didn't have much pass rush. That'll be different with like someone like Aaron Donald.
I like
not having a good year.
This is a random
thought. Is he still hurt though?
But I like Jamal Adams.
He's played every game.
Yeah, I think he's good.
Jets.
He left.
But I mainly like him because he tapes his arms like that.
Did you see?
That's a very David thing.
Yeah. Did you see
this? He looks cool when he tapes his arms like that. He's got like the three tape things on his arms.
That means
he's awesome.
The drama today with him.
Yeah, he unfollowed the Jets on Instagram.
Like unposted himself as a Jets player.
Yeah. So NFL is going to be like the NBA like that pretty soon, right?
It is, but they don't have the power yet.
Not yet. But after this new collective bargaining agreement?
I still don't think they will because it's different. It's different when you have... football's more of a team sport.
So I do have a question. Back to the Browns, sorry.
Yeah.
So Myles Garrett looked good. He had three sacks.
Who's the question from?
Myles Garrett looked dirty.
This is from me.
Oh.
So he also had, I think, three penalties, two roughing the passers. Mm. And I feel like roughing the passers always come on third down, which is the worst.
Yeah.
When a defensive player, you know how a quarterback rolls out and then a defense end, like, will hit him afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that because it counts as a QB hit?
I think, like, why do they? Like, he obviously had.
But they, I mean, it's long enough after that throw that they know they're not going to get a sack. Do they do it because it counts as a QB hit and that's like good for them?
No, I just think they just do it because.
I don't know. I think, I don't.
It's like instinctual. They're like, I want to hit the quarterback.
I think he's not far off because those
stats. They might get a stat?
Those stats, QB hits will count like if you're.
For your overall pressure.
Like if you have like contract stuff.
I was like, why does he keep doing that? Like he's smart enough not to do that, but maybe.
Yeah, you're probably onto something.
I think it's kind of like a fringe stat. Yeah. Like, it's up to whoever's doing the stat, whether it counts as a QB hit or not, like, depending on how much time passes. But a QB hit's a pressure, and if you're negotiating a contract or something, you're like, I had this many pressures last year.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett is, he could be.
He made Beecham not look very good, who I don't know how good he is.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He was constantly in the backfield. There were multiple plays where, and it's never a good sign for your offensive line, where they're all turned around looking at all the Browns players tackling their quarterback.
Yeah, they had some questionable play calling. Like, there's a few where, like, Miles, like, wasn't even blocked.
Touched.
That was, like, early on in the game. That was
probably because Adam Gase is a mastermind. And
he's spending 22 hours a day game plan around not blocking.
Game playing against the Browns, and it didn't work.
Any other Browns points? Jordan, before we move on to the Titans?
We got the Rams. I think it would have been nice to beat the Titans week one. Our next five games are against 2-0 teams with the Rams next Sunday night. I'm feeling actually better about that game.
Is that in Cleveland?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That helps.
I think we're underdogs. I think that helps. We were favored the last two games. I think whenever we don't have as much pressure to win, I feel like maybe Baker will play better.
Yeah.
I think our defense might. It was hard to judge by the last game, but I think our defense will hopefully play pretty good and hold. How is even the Rams offense doing? I don't know anything about the Rams.
It's really
not been as good as last
year. It's not as been like last year, but...
It's hard to say. Like, the wide receivers look good. Like, a touchdown by Cooper Kupp.
I don't feel that bad going into next Sunday night. That's what I'll say. But other than that, 1-1, next five games are important. I think we have to win minimum 2-3 would be nice to make the playoffs. We have to win essentially like 9 more games.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I think they can. Hopefully. I think the division's wide open now. Ravens are... probably the class, but
I think we'll look a lot different in November.
I think the Ravens could come back a little bit because they're riding
down to earth
right now.
Yeah,
and I think there could be a game where maybe Lamar doesn't light everyone on fire.
Well, I think they'll come back down to earth, but I still think they're going to be like
it's going to be the Browns and the
good.
Ravens. I think it's going to be close
because the one thing I was curious because I was listening a little bit of last week's show was what was that game you played where we got into the thing about Lamar Jackson?
What do you mean?
Jordan asked, it was a...
I think it was just what...
It's not a would you rather, it was... In or out. It was in or out.
And, I love that game.
Yeah, and David was like, make sure you ask that next week about Lamar Jackson.
You guys want to play in and out?
Yeah, you got some?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Still in.
And then I got a question from Nate after that.
Is it the random content one?
Yeah.
Okay. In or out? Gardner Minshew.
Out.
In.
He didn't look good at all. He just had...
Houston has a really good defense, and when he counted, he drove them all the way down the field.
Yeah, okay. Did.
And through the game, could have been the game-winning touchdown.
I'm still out. Although his drip is at an all-time high.
All right, Josh Allen.
Oh, in. Always been in.
He's in.
Are we saying in and out for this year or still as a career? Because I'm still out on him.
Career.
Yeah.
In.
All right.
Because last week you asked us about Kyler Murray after one game and you said we had to choose.
Yeah. And I was out.
How'd he play?
When he's a Hall of Famer.
That's my next question, Kyler Murray.
Not good, I don't think.
Still not all up to the hype, I think.
Yeah, I'm still...
Cardinals aren't good at all, but...
Part of it is, like,
he's helping.
The thing that's kind of interesting is, like, he hasn't rushed, like, barely at all.
Yeah.
And he, like, I know it's just two games,
and that
games,
Cliff Kingsbury
but,
thing was like, oh, I'm going to make running quarterbacks good.
Well, and they were talking about Cliff Kingsbury being, like, really, like, gutsy with his calls, and they've kicked, like, 4 field goals within, like, the 5-yard line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of my takeaways. The Browns, it seems like, have a kicker because he was fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, good for you guys.
All pretty much down the pipe.
Yeah.
So
just wait.
Good.
Remember you said that this week.
Well, yeah, I know.
Part of that, I think, it was getting the kids.
Other than our special
Rams,
teams.
He's a good kicker.
Our special teams overall, like the coverage, has been night and day.
How's
compared
the,
to last year.
Scottish Hammer.
He's doing pretty good.
Is he hammering the ball?
I think one.
Almost all of them were within the 20.
Yeah, and none of them have been returned yet.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he's hammering them.
Yeah,
pretty awesome.
So, Scottish.
Any more in and outs?
I have Jameis Winston down, but I think we're all out on him.
How about Lamar?
Out.
Are we around Lamar?
I'm in on him now. I think I was out. I on the fence?
So how many games has Lamar Jackson played?
Lamar Jackson's won more games than Baker Mayfield, and he's made a playoff game.
Oh, my
game.
Gosh. Jesus. Robert Griffin made a playoff game. Vince Young, I think, made a playoff game.
All I'm saying is that if I had to start a franchise
Vince today, Young looked good for a year.
And I would take
Lamar. Robert Griffin looked good for a year.
Baker Mayfield.
I remember they always said Vince Young just wins football games.
Yeah. I mean,
they kept saying that.
How many times do we have to watch this thing play out where we're like, oh, man, he's good. Look at, and then, like, they.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? Is like, you can say that about all these Robert Griffin or Vince Young, but he has definitively looked better as a passer. He's made actual strides to get better.
They said the same thing about Robert Griffin.
They did not.
They did.
Well, and the thing is like, you can't tell after, like, it has to take, like, 3 seasons.
Yeah.
To figure it out.
Put in your phone, Garmin.
Oh, well, we can work
out.
We can make a bet after.
Let's move on to. Here, you want to take a break? Or you want to go to Titans?
Let's go Titans.
Okay. Philly.
Jake Brisket.
Fill us on what happened. How'd they lose? What happened?
They lost by 2.
Ah, shucks.
It was a close game. And the reason why we lost was multiple things in my eyes. But a lot of people just want to blame one person. But it started off of our third down conversions. I saw a stat online, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's pretty bad. They said for our first 2 weeks, we are 3-for-30 on third down.
That's not going to cut it.
I think that's true because we're right in front of you. I think we're 5-for-23.
Are you? So, okay. So it is true. So that is one thing that we need to fix. And
did Mariota get hurt?
No. Yeah.
Hurt his quad. He missed practice today.
Hurt his quad, but he was full participation today.
So he's playing.
Yeah.
So they have a Thursday
did
game?
Did he come out?
No.
I was going to say, we were watching that game.
Yeah. He never left the game. It was after the game.
That was probably the best 1 o'clock game.
Oh, yeah.
They were all kind of crappy, and then that we watched the Colts. And
I mean, it was a fun game.
Did he have any tutties?
I don't think any tutties.
No tutties.
Mario had one.
One tutty?
3-for-1.
Who got the tutty?
Whee!
David Quinsenberry.
I can't believe Quinn got a tutty.
I forgot about Quinsenberry.
A backup guard.
Oh.
That was a tight end. And the funny thing is...
wasn't he the good feel-good story of the week?
He missed like 3 seasons because he had Hodgkin's lymphoma. Whatever. He had cancer, so he came back, and it was kind of a cool moment, but yeah.
All right. Sidebar.
Mm.
We're gonna take a I don't want to say bet here, but we're going to predict Daniel Jones' first game.
Ooh.
And tutties against... whatever a cool slang word for interceptions is.
Pickies.
No. Just INTs.
Snag 'em.
Snag 'em.
So his touchdown to interception ratio, is that what we're betting on?
Wait, it's like for the game?
Yep. They play Tampa Bay, I believe. They play
Tampa Bay.
Oh, my God. It's going to have 5 titties.
Daniel Jones?
Yes. And you have to tell me right now.
Daniel Jones is going to have 3 titties.
Ooh.
3?
Any interceptions? Any pickies?
I'm going 2-2. He's going to have 2 titties and 2 picks.
I'll go 3-1. Are you writing this down?
Yep.
3 is way too many. I don't know why I said 3.
That's horrible. Pat Mahomes,
and three of them are going to be to Evan Ingram, and Mink King will continue his winning ways.
Garmin?
He's going to have 3 tutties, no picks, and one of them tutties is going to be a rushy.
Hey, we need to get Josh Werling out of our fantasy league, by the way.
Yeah.
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 I mean, he's the worst.
I'm sick and tired of his drafting really well.
I know.
Yeah.
Every time I come home from work, the draft board's still up there, and I look at it, and I'm like, Josh.
You look at his picture.
I'm going to say.
I look at his picks. I'm like, oh, they're all
good. I think next year we should just have him on Skype and he has a pick from St. Henry. You don't have to be there.
I'm going
to
say 1-1.
That's probably more realistic than 1-1.
You guys are having him like.
I don't know.
He's going to blow up. He's playing Tampa Bay.
Timestamp.
Yeah. I didn't say it.
Yeah, you did it.
You brought it back up.
Oh, so, do the Colts just own rent in the Titans' brain?
With Andrew Luck, yes. It was for
Andrew
sure.
Brisket, baby.
For sure.
How about that?
If that was Andrew Luck, he would have passed for 350 or whatever, and Jake Brisket threw for what? 200?
184.
184. Yeah. But
I might have to get him in my fantasy league.
You should.
They,
he's the GOAT.
They definitely have her number, but it was like I said, it was a game that we had won, and we stupid play calling.
You let him off the hook.
It's just what drives me nuts is that we had the lead, and I felt like we had all the momentum going in, so we had made it like a big defense stop. We had the lead, we had the ball. All I was saying, I was like, all we have to do is drive down there and get points, get a touchdown, be big. I think we seal the game over. Well, what we do is we try to run clock out when there's still 8 minutes left. I was like, what are you doing? Like, so we're running the ball. Yeah, we get a couple first down or whatever, but then we still run. Then we get stuck into a big third down, you know, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10 situation.
And you guys clearly aren't good.
We can't convert on third downs. And I don't know. I don't understand. Like, why didn't we just like kind of like throw a pass in there? Like, you know,
because you have Marcus Mariota.
I feel like you guys have been like this for like 3 years.
No, it's because
I can never peg the Titans.
You can't.
But I guess that's why you guys have been 9-7 for 3 straight years.
Because it's frustrating. Just because our last 3 coaches have been the exact same guy, pretty much. They're all defensive-minded players, and they want to just run the ball. And that's all cool, but
it's not exciting.
No. What do your last 3 coaches have in common?
They're white.
Oh, well, I'm not going race. I wasn't going race.
I don't know.
They all have Marcus Mariota as a quarterback?
Yeah.
There you go.
You coming up?
So are you on my fan group on Facebook that I have? They all just blame it on Marcus, whatever.
I think so. I created that group.
Leave him alone.
No, I don't comment nothing because I found out how dumb our fan base is by joining this group. It's unbelievable. But
it's a bunch of like radio sports callers.
The biggest thing
is, you know what we need to do,
Mike Brown.
The biggest Mike thing Brown's that fault. I caught was tackling. Like, we're there.
Yeah.
We had 3 sacks on Brissett, and it should have been more like 6 or 7. And, like, there's 2, like, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 8, or whatever. It was, like, decent yardage, whatever, 3rd down, make a stop, you know, they punt. And we have, like, 2 guys just miss him in the backfield, and he goes off and runs for a 1st down. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Or he's just that good and elusive.
No, he's not that good.
I don't know. I think he's very good.
He's big, and I think that's the only thing that
got
him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I legit think that's part of it, is that he is a big dude.
They hit him, and they thought he should have fell down, but he didn't. And so that was the biggest thing that I thought, because the second drive that they went, or the second drive they went to score a touchdown, I think there was 2 coincidences that they were 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, and we should have had him in the backfield, and he didn't, or he like threw it and whatever, he got out of it and they got a 1st down. So, I mean,
yeah. Who do they play next week?
They play Thursday night against the Jags.
Ooh. Would you find a way to watch that yet?
Yeah, I'm going to go probably to my brother-in-law's house.
Good deal. What, they're 1-1?
1-1.
So
I'm not
early season. That's fine. Yeah. I'd take 1-1. 0-2 isn't very fun.
Disappointing. It was a disappointing loss. That's all it was. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff I took away that we need to work on.
The road to Herbert.
And another thing was the play calling was totally different from week one, too.
Yeah.
That's how I felt our game was, too.
I just felt like we took shots downfield against the Browns, and like here we didn't even.
That's why we were like surprised. We're like, what?
Yeah, you're probably right.
We're gonna take a quick break. What do you want to do when we come back, Jordan? Do you want to do a draft?
Yeah, we'll do the draft. Maybe bowl takes, and we'll just see where it goes.
We can talk, just chit chat.
Alrighty, we'll be right back.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Fort Recovery and St. Henry are rivals in every sport, but they're coming together for Volley for the Cure at their October 3rd MAC volleyball match dedicated to Allie Kesters and Everly Mullenkamp. Allie is a 7-year-old from St. Henry who was born with several health problems that have required multiple surgeries over the years. Everly is a newborn from Fort Recovery who was born with an incurable fragile skin condition requiring frequent wound care. The Fort Recovery and St. Henry volleyball teams will be joining forces to provide assistance and awareness to these two children and their families. They'll have a bake sale during the game and are selling t-shirts to wear to the game so you can show your support. You can bring any donated baked goods to the volleyball match at St. Henry on Thursday, October 3rd. Order forms for the t-shirts are available on the Fort Recovery Volleyball Facebook page. Let's all show our support for these two young girls, Everly Mullenkamp and Allie Kesters. Get your shirts ordered now and mark your calendar for the big volleyball match on Thursday, October 3rd at St. Henry, dedicated to Volley for the Cure. Stop into Wayne Street Market and check out their new items in their deli. They're always trying to add new shopping choices for you, so they've added a new line of Troyer deli meats and cheeses to their deli selections. All your Eckrich favorites are still there, and now you can have some lower price options and still get the high quality you expect at Wayne Street Market. They have Troyer Virginia ham for just $4.99 a pound and ham off the bone for $5.49 a pound. Also check out Troyer's high quality, lower price cheese. Choose Colby, Colby Jack, or Baby Swiss for just $5.49 a pound. Stop in soon and see the new items from Troyer in their deli. You can always count on great prices and great selection throughout the store at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Yeah, it's the practice squad. Fresh kid. Bringing the beats. Oh, you cut that off quick.
I was going slow and it just decided to say nope.
I was
going
to let it ride. That's all right.
He's going to listen to it for like 15 more minutes.
Call us. 937-310-2781. Follow along Facebook Live. We are live all evening. If you are bored scrolling on your
phone. We going to midnight. We're not.
Just tune in for a couple minutes. Give us those views. You never know. We want to get paid for this eventually, so just keep watching. And then
we got a long way.
Yeah, we got a long way. It's never going to happen. And Twitter, FR Practice Force.
But yeah,
that's how you get paid.
It's not in the budget.
We need to get like ZipRecruiter or SeatGeek. Yeah. Who's all the good?
Something CBD.
Yeah.
CBD oil.
What's the toothbrush one right now? I can't think of that one.
There's a ton. Like if I let's do enough sports talk.
MeUndies.
Yeah. Then we can be like, I wore my MeUndies today. They were super comfortable.
Brought to you by
Devour.
Yeah. Blue Apron.
Go back to the people that started like Dollar Shave Club.
Ooh. Yeah. Or Harry's.
Cut out the middleman. Harry's Razors.
Yeah. Maybe we'll, or Zipa. You guys ever listen to...
Maybe we just keep saying these names. Someone will be like, hey, let's sponsor these guys.
Yeah.
Pepsi.
We're going to give you Coca-Cola. We're going to give you $5 a show.
Sponsored by Amazon.
Captain.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Nate Ruhnkamp had a question earlier on the Facebook. That's a deep cut.
Would you rather? It's on loop. It's not supposed to be on loop.
We got a would you rather. What is it?
I'm going to pose Nate's question as a would you rather.
Go ahead, please do.
So, Nate's question, Indiana Jones marathon on a Tuesday night, which of the three is the best? Crystal Skull doesn't count.
Of course it doesn't count.
Why even mention it? Like, I don't even acknowledge it.
To me, it's easy and it's Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first one.
Yep.
Raiders. Is that
I would say, I mean, what about The Last Crusade?
You like
the,
is nobody saying Temple of Doom at all?
I like Temple of Doom, too, actually.
I think Temple of Doom is pretty good.
Was one with Sean Connery? They get the father-son
They get
stuff.
What do they get? The cup? The Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail. Mm.
Talk about bad special effects, too. Like, when they all melt. I know it's old, but, like, when they're, like, skin melts.
It's like claymation melting.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's like Gumby melting.
That's what it looks like.
You know what's not a bad special effect, though, is in the Temple of Doom.
When he pulls out the heart?
Yeah. And I was like, what? Yeah, I think that's how exactly.
I'm sorry I cut you off, but yeah, that moment when I watched it as a kid, that was crazy.
Like, holy crap.
Yeah. That ripped his heart out.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing about Temple of Doom is Mr. Jones.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's
Dr. Jones. It's Dr. Jones.
Yeah, and the scene where he has to put his hand in the wall. And there's a whole bunch of bugs in there.
Yeah.
And he has to like pull a lever or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
And I also remember that's chilled monkey brains. And they have like, they take the skull off.
Yeah.
And they eat the monkey brains.
Yeah.
Kalima.
Snakes. I hate snakes. I love Indiana Jones, dude.
Good movie.
Indiana Jones is great.
You know that I'm pretty confident they're making one right now still with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, they are.
Really. Isn't that unbelievable? Just let the man die.
Like Harrison Ford himself or Indiana Jones?
Harrison Ford killed him crashing planes. It's up to
you. Do you remember when the next Indiana Jones was going to be Shia LaBeouf?
They killed him in Star Wars.
That was the plan.
And then they were like, oh, we probably shouldn't have put aliens in it, so let's not.
We probably shouldn't have Shia LaBeouf be Indiana Jones. Is it Shia LaBeouf? How do you say it?
LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
He's French.
Talk about a crazy life, that dude. After he was, Even Stevens?
Yeah.
Then he turned into, like, this crazy dude.
Well, no, he did Holes.
Oh, yeah, Holes.
Holes,
I forgot about Holes. Good times. All right.
Stanley Yelnats.
Stanley Yelnats. Dane Holes.
Remember Beans? Beans and Stevens?
Yeah. Even Stevens. Good show.
Sister was hot.
You want to do the draft?
Let's do draft.
Yeah, draft. What, 2.5?
Best villains, I guess.
Yeah.
Worst villains. Favorite villains.
I don't even. I'll just figure them out as we go. I'll go last.
Who wants to go first?
Well, then you would have to go first, Jordan.
Ooh.
Well, I can go first.
Yeah, right. I feel like Philly hasn't gone first this
year. You want to go last.
I guess
we can go back around.
All right, we'll go Philly and then Garmin and then me.
Whoa.
That's loud.
Yeah.
I hope your pick's in.
It's not.
Actually, when we texted this and I thought of it, for some reason this series popped in my head. It was Moriarty.
Ooh.
Off of
that's a throwback.
Yeah.
Sherlock.
Yeah.
That's your number one pick on greatest villain of all time.
I'm going off the new one.
You could make an argument that if someone were to actually make a list, Moriarty might go down as one of like the top 10, top 20 greatest villains of all time.
All right. Nah.
Literature.
Oh, yeah. Is he in like the... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough. I'm not even going to start an argument about it because I don't know enough.
Yeah.
It's done.
They're both smart.
Yeah.
All All right. Garmin's out.
Yeah, man.
So that means your pick's in.
Yep. I'm going to go with Thanos.
Not surprising.
I don't know. if we're gauging great villains, he killed half of the entire universe. So, you know, that's a pretty big step.
Indeed.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, all right.
Good one. He's purple. I'd like him better if he wasn't purple.
So I can't believe this guy's still here at three. I'm running.
Don't
up to,
say it.
I'm running
Don't
up say to the
it.
Podium.
Don't say it.
I'm saying Hans Gruber.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad he's
okay. Now I feel like I
was gonna say that.
Now I feel like I picked Daniel Jones at six.
Yeah, you did. You did. You really did. All your fans are at home like, Daniel Jones.
David's freaking out that his pick's gonna take. He's like, yeah, oh, Hans right. Gruber. Okay.
So Hans Gruber is like the essence of a action movie bad guy.
Right.
I just love him.
Like taking Hans Gruber, you've kind of taken all like 90s villains.
Yes. I know. I actually Googled 90s action movies and they're all the same.
They're all Hans Gruber, essentially. Yep.
All right, I got one.
Picks in?
Yeah. I'm going to go with what I thought you were going to take and I'm going to pick the Joker.
Yeah. Mm. All right. He's on my list. Yeah. I thought about getting him.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and get the Joker. Just iconic.
Oh, yeah.
And just really fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's my analysis on that pick.
Solid.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me another one.
Another one.
Another one. And to back-to-back picks, I'm going to end this draft right now. I'm going to pick Scar from The Lion King.
Wow.
I mean, he, like, kills his brother. Are you kidding me?
You bet I guess.
It's crazy. He tries to, like, take over the kingdom. It's crazy.
Yeah, the kingdom of crazy. What? Like, dirt?
I mean... crazy.
And like you don't turn your back on him.
Yeah,
I guess.
So it's Scar and the Joker, and I just want to know who's going to beat me. Probably nobody.
All right. My pick's in.
Like, all right. Good.
I mean, he might have been there in round three, but...
I'd probably reach for Scar.
Yeah, he might have been an unsigned rookie.
Yeah, he was... That was like when when the Raiders took that kid from Ohio in the second round, and then
Mel Kiper's like, I don't even have him in my book.
I don't know who this guy is.
Scar was in my book though, for sure. I'm gonna go with T-1000 from Terminator.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, T-1000 was one of those guys where I don't want to say this, like he made you like. I don't say hate cop, but like he was really, he just had that look and he has that face, like a conniving face.
You know what the look is? It's the crop, like the
crop top,
yeah,
kinda?
The haircut. Like maybe. What do you call that? The flat top?
Yeah.
That's a cop haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, and again, another iconic movie. I think, was it 90s movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another 90s action movie. But he was always kind of scary, and the way he dies is a cool, mm-hmm. like just shotguns all over, like his face is half torn off.
Yeah,
and that was a scene that stuck with me.
That the scene that always sticks with me is Arnold riding the motorcycle, and he opens the gate by blowing it off with a shotgun.
Yeah,
and he flips it.
Yeah, and he opens like that's how he opens doors with a shotgun.
Like you don't believe that? Totally realistic.
My dad would watch like two movies. My dad would watch. It was Gladiator, and it was Terminator 2. But when he watched any action movie, he'd be the guy that'd be like, "That's not real."
Yeah.
And he would do that all the time with like Terminator 2 and like, "Oh yeah, that would never happen."
And you're like, "Yeah, but Dad, he's also a robot.
It's a liquid robot."
Yeah.
Well, that would never happen.
I saw a funny meme on Twitter of like some like. Behind the scenes from like a movie account, and it was T-1000 and the actor who played T-1000 improvised because in that scene where he walks through the prison bars, the door is supposed to be open, but he decided to just melt through the prison bars and improvise that part. So I thought that was funny.
That was fun.
Okay,
that's
Garmin.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
That's pretty neat. Well, that's neat. This one I'm actually surprised, like legit surprised is still there. I'm going to take Vader.
Oh, yeah. Darth Vader, yeah, he's pretty...
That just seems like a layup.
Yep. I got a squad.
That's kind of like a boring, you know, left tackle.
It's like taking, you're right. It's like taking Andrew Whitworth, Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to really hold your franchise down for like 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's a stalwart.
For sure.
That's one of my favorite words. Stalwart.
Southpaw.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Like a lefty?
Yeah.
Why is a lefty called a southpaw?
Neil?
A traditional baseball field should be set up where first base goes directly east.
Huh.
And a left-hander will be on the south side.
Got it.
Learn something new.
That would be more interesting.
I just always assumed it was strictly like a boxing term.
I did too. I like thought maybe his arm was coming down, so it was going south.
And it was like a paw.
Yeah. Now we know.
Yep.
Thanks, Neil. Who's up?
Bill Bear.
Lex Luthor.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I don't really have a comment about that.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Evil dude.
Yep.
Yep. Although I don't like how he was portrayed in Batman vs. Superman.
No. No, I agree.
Where he was, what's his name?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, I don't like that guy playing Lex Luthor.
I agree. Because that character is like supposed to be really smart. He's just a man who goes against the strongest man in the world.
Yeah. All right. Next one is going to be Kingpin.
Ooh.
Daredevil.
Daredevil Kingpin. Yep. That's great.
That is over great. My head. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. No, you know what you need to do? I recommend anyone do this. Is they watch three seasons of Daredevil on Netflix, because Kingpin is one of the all that Vince D'Onofrio is Kingpin.
Yep.
That is
he's so. Are you talking about the Netflix Kingpin Philly, or are you talking about?
Well, that's Ben Affleck. I'm just saying that's
the latest Kingpin I watched. Yeah,
that is King, like a very comic accurate version of Kingpin.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen Into the Spider-Verse, right, Jordan?
I have.
Like, Kingpin's in that.
Oh, is he the big, fat, wide guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just, he's one of those guys where, like, as a hero, like, there's no, you can't, like, trust anybody, because, like, that scene when, spoilers, where Peter Parker gets killed,
right
before he tells Miles Morales, he's like, you gotta hide your face, you can't trust anybody, because he's got his, you know, money in everyone's pockets. You can't trust anybody. I'm like, that is that character. Like, no matter what you do, he's going to find a way to get out of it. That's what makes that season of Netflix, like, Daredevil, like, is amazing.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just for funsies, because I think I'll probably still get a good one on the way back. I'm going to go Blofeld from James Bond.
Who?
Blofeld is one of the most iconic villains because he is portrayed.
Blofeld?
Yeah. He is.
I should probably know who that is. I don't know. Jordan, should I know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
Blofeld is the villain in James Bond that is like repurposed in like multiple movies. He is the bald dude with a scarred eye who's got the cat who sits in the chair.
Oh, like Dr. Evil.
Think there's so many like villains that are portrayed from Blofeld.
What was his name? Blofeld.
Blofeld.
Wow, that's a bad name. That's a deep cut.
See, well, I'm just saying that it's where he... Oh, God.
He wasn't on 007 Goldeneye.
No, so I don't know.
He's got the iconic line where he's like, do you expect me to talk? And he's like, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
It's a good line, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not Odd Job or Jaws, and if you don't have the Moonraker laser or the Golden Gun, I don't know what it is.
Or Boris.
Or the RC3P90.
Right, I'm talking about the movies that the game is based on.
Or the Quab. Do you remember the Quab?
The Quab was worse. Like,
dude, worst gun ever. You could hit a dude for 5 minutes with the Quab.
Could you go dually Quab?
Yeah. No, dually Quab still sucked.
Yeah.
when you did dually RCP390s or
whatever,
it was game over.
The black and the red?
Yeah, dude.
And then you could also go, like, only bazookas.
Yeah, only rockets.
Only rocket launchers.
What a great game.
Big heads.
Remember, you could put paintball
mode on.
Big head and paintball mode with only rockets.
Yeah.
Wow. One of these nights, we're just going to put up N64 and you guys can watch us play.
Because, like, when you would do big heads and when the person died with the big head, is hilarious because that's
like... It's like collapse.
Yeah.
GoldenEye.
That was funny. Yeah. All right. My picks, and I think I already played the music.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Iceland from the Mighty Ducks. Iceland hockey team. I never liked them. I think every player on the hockey team on Iceland was one of those like kids that even if I saw when I was a kid, I'd hate.
They all had trust funds, probably.
Yeah. The coach was kind of a...
I imagine the coach had slick back hair, probably, right?
The coach was probably like a giant D.
Yes.
Did he have slick back hair? Yeah. Like,
and they did like a little showdown. Yeah. And he like slapped his knee. Bombay.
He played against Bombay back in the
beef?
Day.
I was going to say, didn't they have previous beef, the coaches?
America and Iceland, that rivalry.
They didn't go too much into that storyline.
They didn't, but...
But they had history.
They had history.
It showed that they played, I guess, against each other.
Bombay, you and this young team, and like this is where we've ended up, and we had this beef. I still think they shouldn't be proud of it. Well, anyway, whatever. Like, well, this is the underage hockey game. This is where we are now in our life. We're going to have beef. Yeah, just go with it, but never mind. I'm going to go with Sauron.
I had him on my list.
From Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
The great evil.
The all-seeing eye of Sauron. All right.
We're going to get lost for 30 minutes
And then just go ahead and do my next pick.
Thank God.
And I'm
going to break down with Sauron?
What I thought was going to be the most awesome villain ever.
Sauron?
And wasn't. The Night King.
Yeah.
Yeah. I built up the Night King for the last 7 years in Game of Thrones. And it turned out he just didn't matter and he got killed really quick.
So is he's still cool. But we knew that's how he could die.
He's still cool, but he could have been way cooler.
Yeah, he could have been way cooler.
He could have been number one.
He could have been awesome.
Yeah.
He was, I thought it was cool.
By the way, I don't know if this is on your list, Garmin, but Darth Maul would be. I always like Darth Maul.
Darth Maul would be good.
Yeah. All right. Is this our last pick?
Yeah. You and Garmin. Billy, do you have one more pick?
I got one more.
I'm going to say the spiders and arachnophobia.
Back to the spiders.
Yeah, I had him on my list. It's funny that happened to be in our conversation. But again, that was just a movie where I watched in my developing years, and it scared the living piss out of me.
They are evil incarnates.
They are evil, and like just the fact that like there's like a mom or whatever we call it, a queen, and the house and Jeff Daniels is just taken over by all these spiders, and it's terrifying.
You know what?
And that's why I kind of never want to live in a woods, because I think all of them are run by spiders eventually.
Good pick, Garvin.
I want to make sure. I'm going to go with the Hannibal Lecter.
What list are you looking at?
I had a list of a bunch of villains I wrote down. I got a bunch of them on there.
I guess so.
I just like Hannibal Lecter because he's basically like, he's like the main character, and you also kind of root for him, but he's like a horrible person.
He's not a good guy.
Kind of the same as like Thanos.
He's like, who's the bad guy in that movie, him or Buffalo Bill?
He is, but he uses that situation, you know, to kind of...
Buffalo Bill is a wild dude, man.
Like, you know that, you've heard that, like, if you go back and watch in Silence of the Lambs, like how Anthony Hopkins, like, doesn't blink in the entire movie. Pretty dope.
I like that movie.
He's a bad dude.
Philly, last pick here. Mr. Irrelevant.
Going to get a little nerdy on you guys.
Nerd.
Lord Voldemort.
Nerd.
It's not Harry Potter.
Sauron. Yeah, no. Sauron's pretty nerdy. I think it's less nerdy than Sauron.
For sure, 100%.
Yeah, Sauron's pretty nerdy.
Because people at Voldemort's cool, man.
No, you know what would have been nerdy if I said Ganondorf from Zelda?
I thought you were going to say that, really.
Yeah.
Instead of Scar, you should have picked Ganon.
I should have. Scar was, I thought, a good pick, but it was my worst pick. Yeah, good pick, Philly.
I'm honestly surprised that no one knew who Blofeld was.
Never.
I thought you were going to say 006.
Trevelyan?
Yeah. Who's like, literally can't be killed.
Yeah.
No, for me.
Yeah, that's a really sketchy. Like, how far did he fall?
So far.
Trevelyan? Yeah, he should have been, like, mush.
Smashed. Yeah.
And then on top of that, the whole antenna falls off.
It falls up.
That last shot's really bad. Like,
do you remember that last level, though, from 007? Yeah. You could just follow him and just shoot him for, like, an hour.
You just see the bullets ricocheting off.
Yeah. You're like, what is he doing?
Yeah, you could shoot him for, like, the whole time. That's a great game. I want to go home and play some gold.
Honorable mentions, anybody?
I got Pennywise.
I thought you were going to say Venom.
Venom would be good.
I got Commodus from Gladiator.
Yeah.
And I have Miss Trunchbull.
Jaws.
not his fault.
I got the Beast and Sandlot.
I picked General Zod. I picked, I got John Doe on there from Seven.
Lord Zed and Power Rangers.
Kevin Spacey.
Ooh, Lord Zed.
Rita Repulsa.
Like, what are some Loki.
Loki.
Eh.
He's kind of good too, right?
Yeah.
The anti-hero, yeah. Kind of just like Venom.
He's just confused.
Walter White, that could go either way.
Yeah.
He's a horrible human being.
Good times.
All right.
Or
should we say Heisenberg?
Let's take one last break, Jordan, and then we'll do our bold takes and
wrap her up.
So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Recovery Merchants and the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 12th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Slick and Rick will be spinning the classic tunes, and there will be a couple of hundred of the coolest cars ever made. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street for the fall cruise in on Saturday, October 12th, from 4 to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If left untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back. Practice squad. Just 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday.
Club. Practice squad going up.
On a Tuesday.
Dude, the other night.
Who sang that?
That was I Love Mackinnon featuring Drake.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been around.
Yeah.
The other night, I don't know if you ever mess around with like Alexa, like because we have Amazon Music, and I played that song because I believe it was a Tuesday, and I thought it'd be funny that it
required by law.
Yeah. So then I was trying to play.
It still bangs though.
Oh yeah, it bangs. Yeah, it's for sure a banger. But I was trying to play songs for every day of the week, and I found that I don't think there's a song for Wednesday, but it's a song that mentions every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. You got Friday. You got Thursday.
Well, I don't know which one Thursday is.
Yeah, what's Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Everybody ready for Thursday? And I don't know if there's a Tuesday.
You got Manic Monday.
Manic Monday. Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure.
Or Friday Saturday, from Rebecca Saturday, Black.
Or Rebecca, the world smash hit. Saturday night's all right for fighting. Elton John. Easy Like Sunday Morning, Commodores. But I cannot think of Wednesday or Thursday. So if anyone knows any songs about Wednesday or Thursday.
I don't know if Wednesday
is
a song.
By The Cure,
Monday.
Friday, I'm in Love, mentions every day of the week. It's like Monday, I'm great.
So you have to then use Friday.
by Rebecca Black because it's dedicated for Friday.
Can I use the Cure song for a Wednesday?
Yep. Okay. Fill it in. So we just got to find one.
Wednesday or Thursday?
Yep.
I need a note.
A Thursday song?
Yeah. Thursday. There's probably like a country song, I bet, named Thirsty Thursday or something.
Yeah.
There's probably sung by Luke Bryan.
Yeah. I was going to say, people search Luke Bryan's discography. Yeah.
Look for like Thirsty Thursday. Anyway, we're going to scrap Bold Takes tonight because it's almost 10 o'clock and we came on a little late. So we're just going to go straight to our picks for the week. Jordan, do you have that music at all but for playing in the background while we take a long time to decide what picks we want to make?
There's a song called Thursday by The Weeknd.
Okay, that counts.
I went to Apple Music and just typed in Thursday.
Still looking for Wednesday.
All right, so who wants to go first? I don't want anyone to take my pick.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
And let me open it up.
I'm
going to take Cincinnati plus 5.5.
Ooh, why do you do that?
Because it was the first thing on the list.
All right. Can I go next?
Are you writing these down, Garmin?
Yes, sir.
So let me elaborate just one quick sentence. I think you guys will put a game together. I don't know if you'll win, but it might be like a three-point game. Buffalo, I don't think, is going to blow decent teams out.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm going to take Tennessee. Philly, I might have stole your pick. -1.5. On the road against the tough Jags D, but I think they have a bounce back game, and I think Gardner Minshew
bounce back
the GOAT.
Jacksonville hasn't beat us in three seasons, I think.
Well, no, I picked the Titans to win.
I know, but I'm just saying.
He's saying bounce back from your loss. Bounce back from your loss last week.
No,
to win a game. So I think Gardner Minshew holds them back. They don't win. And it's a 1.5 win spread, so it's basically a pick-up.
Hashtag analysis.
Boom.
Boom.
Mike Coward with that pick 5 or whatever he does. Blazing 5.
Did you call him Mike Coward?
No, I said I'm Light Coward.
Oh, Light Coward.
All right, he's like a draw, like
me? Blazing 3.
Okay, I'm taking...
We'll make one.
Dallas minus 20.5.
Who are they playing?
Miami.
Oof. Three touchdowns, they won by three. I don't know. That's a lot of points, dude.
Tell that to New England last week.
Yeah. 41.
Right, bro.
All right. I am going to take...
Ooh, I like a little drum in there.
I'll go Tampa Bay -6.5.
TB! -6.5?
Yep.
Against our Daniel Jones?
I was going to say, I think you have Daniel Jones throwing two touchdowns.
But so. Two picks. You mean tutties?
Just getting it. All right, am I up?
Yeah, you're up.
Yeah.
Anyone pick Atlanta yet?
No.
Nope. You mean Hotlanta?
I think Atlanta, if I were to do a whatever you want to say as like your main pick for the week,
your stone cold lock of the week, your lead
my
pipe.
Lock of the week,
your lead pipe,
cool light lock of the week,
my bet the farm, I'd say Atlanta +2.5 against Indy.
Yeah. I like it. I'm going to go with Seattle in basically a pick 'em over New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
0.5.
Seattle's plus 0.5.
Okay. Yeah, they're underdogs against Teddy Bridgewater.
I am going to take New England -17.5.
I'm really going for this.
Bill Belichick hates everything in this world, but he hates the Jets the most.
I think he hates the media more.
I think he hates the Jets the most.
My turn?
Yes, sir.
I'm taking Houston +3.5.
Oh, I was going to take that one, actually. So, can you not?
Who are they playing?
They're playing the L.A. Chargers.
Ooh, the Chargers.
Why does Houston get points? Because they're...
I don't know.
Where's it at?
It's at L.A.
But
because that is basically a home field advantage for whoever plays at that stadium.
I don't know. I thought 3.5 was a little too much, but
Carson City. Sure does.
I'm up.
Yes, sir.
I am going to take... I have no idea. I'll take the Chargers minus 3.5. That's a dumb pick.
Good pick, Jordan. You know, if it's probably a dumb pick, it'll happen. Like, that's probably how my picking NFL games goes.
Like, I wanted Houston, but I'll take the Chargers, I guess.
Minus 3.5?
Yeah. I think they have yet to put, like, a solid game together. Maybe they'll do it.
Schmeez.
Chicago minus 4.5 on Monday night against the Redskins.
Minus 4?
I think Chicago's due to play against
the Redskins. Oh, I even have our... wait a second. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't have it.
What was it?
I have our standings. You guys can't see it, but Facebook can see it.
Oh, yeah?
So current standings, just FYI. I'm 2-4. David's 4-2. Garmin's 4-2. Philly's 3-3. So that's where we're standing right now. And we have yet to determine a penalty or a punishment for the person who's last at the end of the year.
We can decide that this week.
Okay.
Over the week.
Yeah.
I'm going to take with my last pick, I'm taking San Fran. Minus 7.5.
They're playing Pittsburgh, right?
Yep. In San Francisco.
Philly got a pick yet?
I like Mason Rudolph a lot, but I think that's going to be tough for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to... He's the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bold take.
Bold.
I'm going to take the LA Rams minus 2.5.
Does that round it up?
I think that rounds it up.
Yes, it does. All right, so Jordan's got Cincy plus 5.5, Atlanta plus 2.5, the Chargers minus 3.5, Philly's got Tampa Bay minus 6.5, Houston plus 3.5, Rams minus 2.5, David's got Tennessee minus 1.5, Seattle plus 0.5, Chicago minus 4.5, I got Dallas minus 20.5, New England minus 17.5, and San Francisco minus 7.5.
You're going to have fun watching those games now.
It's going to be dope.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It was a fun night. We had a lot of tangents tonight. I always think those are our best shows when we talk about...
Yeah, just a nice little Tuesday.
We talked about socks for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was
good time. That's good content.
Tell you what, when the Bengals lose 41-17...
There's not much else to talk about.
Not much. But the Browns got the win. Titans got the loss, but they're still 1-1. Still in it. Bengals season's over, but never mind.
Season's over.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. For David Schmidt, producer Jordan Stogler, Craig Garmin, Troy Philly Metzger. See you guys next week.